Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Valerie Parker, and I am a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I'm so glad to have you join me this evening. I have a few announcements. I have a retreat coming up August 12th and 13th. It is Soul Retreat 2011, where we're experiencing unlimited possibilities. I tell you, if you want a vacation getaway, have fun, relaxation, get some breakthroughs, and then party, join me at Soul Retreat 2011. Tonight we're going to talk about divine purpose, and I have with me my co-host, Shirley Carter. Shirley, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
You know, for the last couple of weeks, for almost 2 months now, we have been talking about relationships. Relationships are such a crucial thing, and everybody's always going through problems as it relates to relationship. But, you know, one of the things that hinders us and messes us up and gets us distracted in relationship is the fact that we don't know our divine purpose. One thing we need to realize is God is not going to be double-minded. He's not unstable in any of his ways. When he says something, he means it, and he will perform and do exactly what he says he's going to do. He can't be for something and against it in the same time. I was talking to a friend of mine today, and he was a little down because he had been married almost 40 years to this individual, and he was grieving, he was mourning, because he didn't want his marriage to end. He felt that he had dead everything and kept throwing that fleece out and saying, honey, what is it to do? What do I have to change to make it right? And, you know, I said to him, I said, you need to release it and let it go. I said, look over those years that you were together. How many of those years were turbulent free? How many of those years was peaceful? How many of those years you function as one? And he said, I don't know. I said, well, see, if it was all that, you would have been able to say, well, Val, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, 30, 40 years, that would have been the equation. But he said, I don't know. So I said, so what you're telling me is for almost 40 years, you've been connected to someone and you have not been happy. There was always warfare. There was always obstacles. There was always discord. And he said, yes. I said, so why do you want it? Why are you fighting? Why are you moaning? Why are you grieving? And, you know, the thing I said to him was like, because you're comfortable with the situation. It's become a way of life. And that's how people get, as it relates to our dreams, as it relates to our purpose, as it relates to the plans that God has for us, the divine purpose, the divine plan. You know, God is a restorer, Shirley, and he fails not.
Yes, he is.
And people look over their lives and look at other people and say, I want that. I wonder why they're so successful. I wonder why this is working for them. Because they're in their divine purpose. They're on assignment. And we sometimes become attached to individuals who are not part of that assignment that God has for our life. So what happens with that? We wind up being miserable throughout it, and any little spark of what we feel is love coming from that person that we are in love with. We're in love with, because a lot of times that person you love is not loving you back. So that's why the discord, that's why it's unequally yoked. But in Jeremiah 29:11, I'm reminded in the book of books, he says, I know the thoughts I have towards you, and they're good. But we embrace individuals, and we embrace jobs into our life space that are not part of our assignment. In Isaiah 55, he talks about our thoughts and our ways, that our thoughts are not God's thoughts, neither our ways towards his. And if it was written in the book of books, it was written aforetime for our learning. It was put there to let us know that there's nothing new under the sun, and those things that we are experiencing in our daily lives, it has already been done. People have already experienced it. They've already had broken hearts. They've already had lost dreams. They feel like a disconnect. But one of the things that we have to know is that there's a divine purpose for us. There's a call for our lives. And I keep saying it, and I keep saying it, and I don't know why God keeps bringing me back to this same thing. What is the will? What is the purpose of what God has for you? When we showed up on this planet, we showed up to bear witness of the promise. And that promise is what God has for us. We shall eat the fruit of the land. The cattle on a thousand hills belong to us. But moreover, he said that he would give us peace. The blessings of God makes us rich, and it adds no sorrow. I said to him, if in 40 years you couldn't tell me clearly how many of those years you were happy, then that's a problem. That's a problem from the time we said go. It was a problem. The unequally yoked, the disconnect, the discord. You couldn't tell me 1 year. You couldn't tell me 2 months. You said, I don't know. I'm
wow.
Like, wow. And then I said, I'm
wow.
not trying to be cold to you. I said, because I've done it. I've been through it. And I said, but you know, the truth shall set you free. And the truth is the reality of what is. And a lot of times we don't want to accept that. Why? Because we want payback for that time we invested. It's just like
we want payback.
Yes.
Yes, that is so true.
Yeah. It's like sitting at a slot machine, putting in coins, and refusing to move until you get it all back.
That is so true. I mean, you know, it's like I've given this and I've given that, and I want mine back. I mean, we get in, you know, and I was listening to you, and, you know, I'm holding on to that 40 years,
uh-huh.
40 years, and in 40 years, you can't think of 1 year that it was not turmoil or some type of discouragement going on, something going on. And, you know, I keep reflecting back when you were saying 40 years, 40 years, the children of the wilderness.
Uh-huh.
40 years. I mean, oh, my God, you know, 40 years, that's a long time. And, you know, I'm not – if I hear more stories like that, even, you know, people getting – you know, you're talking about a friend of yours, and I'm dealing with, you know, I'm kind of consoling a friend of mine, hasn't been married a year, and I asked him – 3 months into the marriage, I said, tell me 3 things that you have in common. Because he was going through that early on in the marriage, and he couldn't tell me. I said, okay, give me 3 reasons that you love her. He couldn't give me one. He said, well, sometimes she can be nice. Sometimes? Wow. And you married her? Because sometimes she could be nice. It's, you know, Val, it's like we're living in a time now where so many people are living outside of their purpose.
Exactly.
And they wonder what their divine purpose is, but they're outside of it. And if you're outside of your purpose, you're going to be walking around like the people of the wilderness. Because I'm one of those people that believe that nothing is by accident, that God has us here on this earth for a reason. There's a purpose. There was a plan. It's like there was a plan put into place before we were even born. And that plan is our purpose. That's why we're here. Whatever that purpose is that God has for you, that he has for me and others, everyone on this earth has a purpose of being here. I feel that when you're living outside of what God's plan is for your life, then you're like someone that's in the wilderness, you know, wandering around. Even if you're married, you got children or whatever, if you're outside of your purpose, then you're going to be like wandering in the wilderness.
There was a song.
There's so many people. There was a what?
There was a song that we used to sing that you're drifting like a ship without a sail. You're just out there just floating, just existing, but not really living. And so many times people sacrifice their happiness and sacrifice who they are because they want to stay attached to that person. Because one of the other reasons is because they don't want to be wrong. They don't want people to say, I know you're right. You told me this wasn't going to work, and it didn't work, so people stay in it to try and prove them wrong because they want to try and save face. But I'm telling you, Shirley, when you let 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years pass you by because you being stubborn and selfish, and why I say selfish, because the time you spend twisting around in the wilderness and floating on that boat without a sail, there's people that you pass by that you were assigned to, and you did nothing. You did nothing. So it becomes a problem when you're not in your divine purpose. It's a problem. So, Shirley, this is why I be saying to individuals, when someone tells you who they are, believe them. Because the reality is, it is what it is.
And people will tell you who they are. And most people will tell you who they are in the first 15 minutes of a conversation. If you listen to them talk, allow them to speak to you, allow them to share, you know, their thoughts. And if you listen closely, you will hear and know who that person is in the first 15 minutes of meeting someone.
That's
they will
scary,
tell you.
Isn't it?
And trust them when they tell you who they are. But see, that's what happens in a lot of relationships is that we tend to get in these relationships, we take bits and pieces of what we hear a person is, or there's certain parts that we don't want, and we try to make it over. In other words, remake them, remold them, or they haven't just met the right one. I'm the right one. I'm going to help them, you know, be who all, you know, everything that it can be, or be more than what they are right now. But people will be who they are. And whether it's living in their purpose or not, people are who they are. And you have to listen to them when they say that. And when I talked about, you know, being in our divine purpose and everything, in the plan that God has for us, and I know there's probably lots of people out there who's been in the situation, and which was what I was in at one point in my life, is I was trying to find what is my divine purpose. And I finally came to realization that it's not about a degree. It's not about what job I have. It's about God putting me in a position to be a witness to someone else. That's my purpose of the things that I've gone through in life, that it can help someone, that I am to share all that I've been through and all that I have with others to help mankind. That is my purpose. And when I'm living inside of my purpose, I don't have any frets. I don't have any fears. All I have is love and peace within my heart. And that leads me to understand that I am living within my purpose. I am happy, and I'm, you know, I don't stress. But don't get me wrong. I do have stressful days. I do get frustrated. And there are some days I feel lonely. But sometimes, not the whole day. And I have to, you know, and Val is like my accountability partner. She was like, girlfriend, what's wrong with you? Or, you sound jacked today. What's up? And it snaps me back. You know, and I find that in life, everyone needs an accountability partner. Everyone. That no one is put on this earth to live life alone or to try to do things alone all the time. We have to connect with people that God has put into our lives for a reason. Some are there for lifetime, some are there for a season. I say that a lot too, because I believe that regardless of what relationships I've had in the past, I took something from each one of them. And, you know, and I pray that God would allow me to give them something that maybe they didn't see it at the time when I was in their life, but that it came to them that I was in their life for a reason. And whatever it was that God wanted me to give them, that they received it, and that it may help them one day to help someone else. And Val, you know how we always talk about every day God give us a new beginning, a new day, to make a difference. Because when we can wake up, we can get up, and we can start walking in that purpose. Because when you lay down at night, you want to be able to lay down and feel like today was not lived in vain, that today I did do something or made a difference in somebody's life. You may not know it right away, but know that if you're walking in your purpose, you will make a difference in someone's life. You know, when you, Val, when we meet some people, you know, even strangers. I remember you told me the story about this gentleman that you met at a function. Elderly gentleman. You remember that story?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, there was this elderly man that I met, and he is over 80. I think he's like 84 years old. And he said, he kept watching me, and you know how you can feel somebody just watching you till they just pull you over? So I went over to him, and I went to and sat at the table. And, you know, people that are seasoned like that, I want to learn about them because they got history. They have history within them, and they can show me or tell me some things. And he said to me, you look like you're a smart lady. I like the way you carry yourself, but I feel that I can help you along to get even further than where you are right now. I know you're someplace, but I know there's more for you. Now, I was like, okay. I went over and talked to him because I figured he just wanted to talk to me. But when he called me over, he wanted to impart some wisdom, some knowledge into me and to help me in corporate and business. And he says, whatever you want or whatever you need in corporate America, if I can't do it, I know someone who can. And come to find out that he was a doctor and served in the Army and all this, and he did have all these connections, and he's got a lot of history. He's a brilliant man. And I have not utilized the free pass that he's given me, but he gave that to me. And that's how life is. Life, but just the nuggets of wisdom and knowledge that he gave to me, that is helping me where I am now. And that's, you know, we're one person away from our breakthrough. All we need is one person that can speak a word or can, you know, impart into us knowledge or finances to help us along, and we're on our way. Don't dismiss anyone, but check them out, but don't dismiss anyone that's telling you something that's for your good. And the thing is, what he was telling me, it was already in alignment with what I'm already doing. So what he was saying to me and what he was offering me did not take me out of the zone or the path of life. And that's what happens to us. We get so distracted over somebody else's dream, because a lot of times people will suck you in and draw you in and say they want to help you, and then at the end of the day, you're the one helping them. You're working on their dream and forgot all about your purpose and your plan that God had for you. And we can't have that, because, like I said, there are people counting on you, not them. You, there's something you bring to the table. There's something you can bring to the hour. You could be that person's breakthrough that they've been sitting and waiting on. You. Who we are is so valuable. We are rich and don't even know it. We say, well, I don't have any finances. I don't have any. But you know what? You can impart time into somebody's life. I was talking to a young man a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling me that he was helping this elderly couple that lived next door to him. And he said, you know, he really liked them. And he was working with them and helping them around the house and doing this and that. And, you know, he did it because he liked them. Well, when that couple decided to relocate up north, they said to him, you want to buy my place? And he was like, well, I already have a place. And they were like, you can have this for whatever amount you say you can afford. And he says, well, I can't afford anything. And a two-bedroom condo, they said, they asked him, can you afford $12,000? And he said, for the whole thing? And they said, yeah, give me $12,000, which was like covering the taxes and insurance that they owe. And he said, yeah. So he wind up getting a property, and he said that was almost 10 years ago, and it's double. Even though the economy is bad, he still, if he sells it now, he's more than five times of what he paid for it even now. That was his blessing. That was his breakthrough. And he's using it as rental property. So he's gotten back that $12,000 years ago. So don't dismiss anyone and be kind to people. Be willing to serve. We don't want to serve anybody. We always want me, 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 me. And then the ones that we wind up serving are the ones that hurt us because they weren't part of our assignment to serve. That's what we wanted to do. That's what we wanted, not what God wanted. That's what we chose to do. And when we choose outside of the anointing, which is the divine purpose, then there becomes a problem and a breakdown, and you won't receive the breakthrough, not in your finances, not in your relationship, marriage, and nothing, because of the fact that you're off assignment, you're off the beaten path, one person away from the breakthrough. And people say, well, you know what, I've been sitting and twiddling and trying to find out what the next step is. You know, I don't know how I'm going to do it. Well, how is none of your business? And why do you say how is none of your business? Because if you knew how, you would have done it already. And people spend more time trying to figure out the how instead of understanding the why. Why it's needful for you to function in this manner. Why do you need to proceed in this way instead of that way? If we knew how, we would have done it already. I would have done it already. Everyone would have done things a whole lot sooner if they knew how. But we get distracted because individuals come in our life space and take us off course. And we come connected to the flesh, just like we talked a couple of weeks ago, Shirley, is it love or is it lust? And 50% of the time, or is it higher than that, should I say? It's lust. The majority of the time, that's what it is, pure lust.
Yeah. And, you know, and you talked about the distraction and everything, Val, and, you know, it's like we all have intentions, and those intentions are good. And it's just like the distraction. Then we intended to do this. You know, sometimes you intend all day. I intended to go to the gym to work out. I had good intentions, but I never got there. And that's what we do in life on a lot of things. You know, the gym is just a simple, you know, example of our intentions. We have intentions to do certain things in life. We have intentions to go certain places in life. And we get distracted, like you said. And that's in our relationships and everything. We get distracted in our purpose. We get distracted in our plan. We get distracted in our goals. We get distracted in the path that we've decided to take. And some people at the beginning of the year for New Year's, they set all of these, make these New Year's resolutions. They don't intend to break them. They have intentions of keeping them for the entire year. But the thing about it, it's like intentions is what drives the world, what drives people. Our intentions are to do things, and then we don't do them, we get distracted. But we have to get back in line with our purpose. But still, some people probably saying, well, I don't even know what my purpose is. And the best thing I can say as far as to find your purpose, you got to reconnect with God.
Ooh, yes,
and if
indeed.
You feel you're connected with him, then you need to listen to him, because he will tell you what your purpose is. You would feel it and know that it's the right thing to do. Sometimes my mind will tell us, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't achieve that. But if it's God's plan and intention and you're walking in your divine purpose, there's no limit to what you can do. There's nothing to hold you back or restrain you when you're in tune or in line with your purpose that he has already planned for you. That's why I can't stress enough, reconnect. Okay. When you're connected,
you're breaking up.
You will not. Yes.
Shirley, you're breaking up real bad.
I'm having technical difficulty over here. Is that better?
No, you're really choppy. You're going in and out.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing of choppiness on.
Yeah, it's even worse right now. Try and change the phone.
I like that. And I'm still receiving the same.
Yeah, you have to change phones because it's really bad right now.
Oh, let me try.
Okay, now see, here again, look at the distractions of life. Distractions will come, but what are you going to do with those distractions when they happen? It can come at any time, just like this show. She's calling in, and the phone is not working right. Do you give up? Do you hang up because something's not working? No, you got to keep it moving. You got to keep going and be on assignment, be on purpose, because there is someone that is listening. There's somebody that's waiting for one word that will bring their breakthrough. Just like you're one person away from your breakthrough, you can be one word from a breakthrough that somebody needs to hear from you. And that's what it's all about. What are you going to do with what God has given you? He's given you a purpose from the day you were born, from the time you showed up. You showed up with the means and the means to become who you're supposed to be in the earth. Could you imagine how many people would really be, that we would all be walking around as millionaires if we would be on course. But just like in the garden of good and evil, man had a choice. And a lot of people chooses the low road rather than the high road. And that's where the issues come. That's where the problem come, because you're more comfortable with turbulence. You're more comfortable with discord. You rather look at somebody else's dream instead of living your own divine purpose. And when you don't have the means to do that, or the will or desire to do that, then that's when you feel stuck and you get frustrated and you get irritated in life because of the fact that it's not working out, that things are not flowing right for you. Those of you that have any questions or comments, you could press 1, put your hand up, and we'll be happy to hear you or chime you in. But it's all about you, as we talked about last week. You have to decide what it is about you that's going to make you complete in this earth realm. It's about you understanding what that end is that you want to accomplish. What is it? If you're writing a book, write that book, but you got to stop talking about it. You have to do it. Start taking a tape recorder, and when you have thoughts come across your mind or across your spirit, because a lot of times you will get inspirations in quiet times. So in that moment, have that tape recorder. And as you get information and you build and you have things, then you get somebody to transcribe it. And after you they get it transcribed, then what you do is compile it into different chapters, break it down, because there's different days you will feel differently about certain things. There's more information. I promise you, if you will do that and get those things on your thoughts on paper, it will bring breakthrough to somebody. And because you have the thought, because you have the desire to want to do it, those words that you put together will be powerful. Those words that you compile is going to bring life into someone. It will be start pumping that blood through their veins, because they'll have something that you went through to identify with and say, this is what I want to do. If they did it, I can do it. If she did it or he did it, I know it's possible. And yes, it's necessary for you to do it. Why is it necessary? It's necessary because if you don't, you will live a defeated, unfulfilled life. And you don't want to wind up like that. A lot of people are laying up on their deathbed or have become of age where they can't hardly get around, and they say, I wish I could have did this. I wish I could have done that. But life has passed them by, and they're no longer able to function. So they may spend a lot of time living their life and living their dreams through somebody else's eyes. Unfulfilled lives, unfulfilled purpose. Where are you as it relates to God's will for your life? Where are you as it relates to your divine purpose? What is it that you're fighting for at this moment? If you're fighting for a relationship that you shouldn't be in, guess what? You're going to keep on fighting, and you're going to keep on being miserable, because, as I said earlier, the blessings of the Lord maketh you rich, and it adds no sorrow. Those things that he has for you, they're going to be for you, but have you ever considered that the reason you're stuck in life financially and haven't progressed from one level to the next is because that person that you're attached to is not entitled to receive what you have? Have you ever considered that those things, that the blessings that God has for you, because you're with someone that's toxic, you can't behold all that God has for you, because everybody can't go with you. Sometimes you're going to have to shed some friends. You're going to have to shed some families. And some relationships you're in, you're going to have to sever. Or as painful as it may get, as painful as it might be, you're going to have to sever some of those relationships because of the fact that it's not part of what God has for you. And they, as I said, are not entitled to your blessings. As he did in the wilderness, he shaved off a whole generation because they were not entitled. And if he did it back in the day, he does the same thing today, because the word tells us that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. We change. We rewrite the script. But he never changes. And we try to fit him in to our box, into our thoughts, into our vision, into what we feel our life should be like. When I look at all those years I spent in my marriage, 19 years, and this young man I'm talking to, 40 years in a marriage, and he couldn't answer when it wasn't turbulent, when they were happy or not going through something, when he couldn't answer that, that's how we do. We'll be up in there in the midst of things, knowing full well we shouldn't be in it. But because we are afraid, fear has torment. We're afraid of being alone. We're afraid of being wrong. We're afraid of falling. But if you fall, you have the ability to get up. But you have to want to get up. You have to desire it. Just like Les Brown says in one of my favorite quotes is, in order to be successful, you must be willing. That means you have to have a made-up mind, willing to do the thing today others won't do, which means there's some sacrifices you're going to have to make along the way. And it's not going to be convenient sacrifices. There are going to be things that are going to make you feel uncomfortable. There are going to be things that are going to make you buckle and make your knees get weak and make you doubt your own self. But you must be willing to do the work in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. So that means that time that others are slacking and you're working, they're not going to have anything, but you will have at the end of the day. Because you've sacrificed and you put in the work, and because you were on assignment. A lot of times we have to be jump-started into our purpose. I didn't know what my purpose was. I didn't understand my why. Why was I existing? Why did I have to go through the situations that I did? The why was because I needed the experience. How can I talk about being broken if I hadn't been broken? How could I talk about being homeless if I've never experienced being homeless? How can I talk about bringing children forth in the earth and some of them being good and some of them being bad and reeling them back in and making them and allowing them to be who they need to be if I hadn't experienced it, if I hadn't communicated with them? Is that right, Shirley?
That is so true. That is so true. And all the things that we go through in life, that so often some people, and I'm one of those people too, that I felt at one point in my life, why? I recall when I was younger and growing up as a young girl, my sister and I, grew up in a large family. I had 10 brothers, and it was just the two girls. And my mom would, I couldn't do sleepovers. I couldn't hang out at my girlfriend's home. I have to stay home. Every, school, go when I go out to play or If I went to one of the school activities, my brothers had to go with me. I didn't understand at that time. I used to be woe me, woe me, not knowing that my mom was preparing me, that God had her to prepare me for what was ahead for me in my life. Because, you know, at 18, my mom died, and I had younger siblings and my sister who was able to go to sleepovers and all those things, but she was pregnant at the time my mom died, and she gave birth to her child the week after my mother's funeral. And I became like an instant mom and mother. Had my mom not kept me home and taught me how to manage the bills and the household and how to cook, I wonder some days, what would my life be like? How was I able to, you know, how would I have handled that instant, I mean, going into womanhood like instantly, 18, 2 months after my 18th birthday, I became a mother of six and an aunt. I mean, how can I phantom that without giving the experience that she taught me? I didn't understand, you know, but I can tell that story now. I can talk about Survivor. Val, I heard you talk about homeless and everything. I've been homeless, and the drug addiction I went through, and all the things I've gone through in life, the, you know, domestic violence and dealing with breast cancer twice, you know, I couldn't help someone had I not been there. The experience that we get from life is given to us for a reason, because if God brings us through, he brought us through for a reason. And, you know, Val, earlier today we were talking about those three beautiful men, that Cedric, Meshach, and Abednego. And we talked about them coming through the fire. And, you know, we were talking about our situation, our lives, and things that we've gone through. And I said, isn't it beautiful? They didn't even smell like smoke. I said, Val, do you understand? Can you feel that? And we talked about there was a song by the Williams Brothers. What was that song, Val? I talked to the name of it. A Change is Coming.
Oh, yeah.
A Change
Hold
is
on.
Coming.
A Change is Coming.
A Change is Coming. And I told Val, I said, yesterday I talked to a friend of mine. He called, you know, and all I said was, you know, I had planned on calling you, but my week, he said, I don't even want to hear it. He just cut me right off. He was like, I don't even want to hear it. He said, let me tell you something. I don't know what it is or what you're going through, but I know somebody who can work everything out. And he gave me a 40-minute I told Val he reignited me. He never once said, what was you dealing with? What was going on? Or what's happening? He just told me, I don't want to hear it. And he said, you know what? You know what you've been through. You know what he's done for you. You know what your purpose is on this earth. I don't even want to hear it. You know who's got your back. You know who's going to pull you through. You know who wakes you up every morning. And I just was like, it was just like, bam, bam, hitting me right in my chest. And I was like, you know what? I do know. And it was like, I needed that, Val. And I woke up this morning, I said, it's a new day. It's a new day. I came through last weekend, over the weekend, the things that I was dealing with, and I was working on that one project, and I said, it was beating me down. I told Val, I said, I work better under pressure because I know who's got my back, and I know he knows what I need and what I don't need. So I turned it over.
That's right. And he keeps doing it over and over again. There was this song said, and he'll do it again. And we know he'll do it again. We that are entrepreneurs, and those of you that are listening that are entrepreneurs, you know full well that there are a lot of people that have 9-to-5 jobs, and you're doing a whole lot better than them financially. And they have a steady paycheck coming in. But when you have to go out there on a daily basis and kill what you have to eat, then You know, it's a very stressful situation, and we're going to buckle because we're in this flesh. But when we know we're on assignment, when we know we're called to be speakers and authors and teachers and businesswomen and entrepreneurs of different sorts, when we know that's what our ultimate goal is, he is going to take care of the need, and we need to embrace the courage. And faith is nothing but courage to know that he's capable and it can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, because that is who he is. We have to recognize that God is God and he changes not. And his purpose is always divine. There is no middle of the road. He's not going to say, oh, today I wanted you with that guy, but I don't want you with him now because I don't like him anymore. No, God don't roll like that. And if you said and you know without a shadow of a doubt that that person was your assignment, then you know what? Every day shouldn't be rain. There should be some sunshine sometimes. You know, even in the midst of my divorce and my marriage and stuff, I have four beautiful kids that came forth out of that. So it was part of my assignment, one of my life lessons, and I wouldn't take anything back. I said that to someone. I said, you know, if I had my life to do over again, I wouldn't change nothing. And this person told me I was crazy. And I said, no. I said, because it's made me stronger, it's made me wiser, and it's made me who I am. And I don't want to change who I am because I'm who God wants me to be. And that's where we need to be in this life space. We need to be who and what God wants us to be. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it's just going to be me and God. It's going to be you and God. And when he says, what have you done with the time I've allotted you? Whose life have you changed? Whose life have you imparted to? What messages, what legacies have you left behind? Who is going to read those books that you've written? What have you to say to the Father when you meet him face to face? So it's up to you if you want to walk in divine purpose or not. You choose. He gave us all free will. I'm just echoing and saying to you, how about be about the business today? If you've written one book and it didn't quite be, it's not quite what you want because it's not really you, do what I said. Get a tape recorder. Start talking. Get somebody to transcribe it. Get those chapters in place. There's so many inexpensive ways that you can generate a book these days. You can do it. It's not hard anymore like it used to be. It's going to be hard if you make it hard, but you know what? Life is hard when you're not doing what you're supposed to do. It's going to be rough. It's going to be a bumpy road, and yes, you're going to get some knocks upside your head, physically, mentally, emotionally. You will get some knocks, but what you do with those knocks is going to help define you at the end of the day. And how is it that you want to be defined when somebody calls your name, or what is it that you want them to say about you? What legacy do you want to leave behind? Because that's what we all going to do. We're going to leave some type of legacy. What is that legacy going to be that you want to leave behind? Today, I encourage you, I admonish you to think about that. And start doing something about it right now. Your tomorrow begins right now. When we finish this show, your tomorrow is right now. Start working on those dreams. Start purging yourself of toxic people, toxic relationships. If you're in a bad situation, start creating some exit strategies. Start putting money aside. Start feeling good about yourself, because at the end of the day, you got to believe in yourself in order for the manifestation to take place. Yes, people are going to believe in you, but there's a time where people are going to get tired of telling you, come on, Shirley, you know you can do it. Come on. We got to go. It's just like that story, the tortoise and the hare, Shirley. They're trying to get across the head. It's the same thing. Are you going to be the tortoise or are you going to be the hare? Choose ye this day.
Got to make choices.
We are we're almost out of time. You have any closing remarks, Shirley?
You know, I just want to encourage everyone that's on the show listening tonight is that pray about it. And I know you hear a lot of people say, I pray, I pray, I pray. But when you pray, you got to believe and you got to listen. Listen with your heart. And if it's in the still of the night, when everything is quiet, all is sleep, television off, and you have your time, go in your closet. When I say go in your closet, I don't mean necessarily go walk in a closet, but that quiet moment, because that is when you can reconnect and ask God to show you what is your purpose, what is your divine purpose, because we all go through it trying to figure out what our divine purpose is. And like I said earlier, it's not about a degree. And it's not about what particular job you have or what status you have in the community. It is about being in line with what God has in plan for you and being connected with Him. And He will guide you to your divine purpose for being on this earth.
That is absolutely correct. You couldn't have said it. I couldn't have said it better myself. So those of you that are listening, I invite you to visit my website, www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. And tune in for future events. If you have a topic you want discussed or you want to be a guest on my show, you can email me at soultopics@gmail.com. That's soultopics@gmail.com. And don't forget to join me at Soul Retreat 2011. That's August 12th and 13th. I will be holding it at the Rose and Shingle Creek on Universal Boulevard. There's about four or five different Rosen's Hotels, so please visit the website to get the correct information. It is the Rosen Shingle Creek. I encourage you to try and stay at the hotel, and if you're going to stay at the hotel, please reserve your room now, because that's what makes it really wonderful at the retreat, to be able to stay at the hotel where the event's taking place, so you can enjoy the fellowship and actually make it a vacation by staying at the hotel and experiencing that and sitting by the pools. They have four pools there and five restaurants and spas and workout rooms. All of that is there on the premises, so prepare yourself. It's in August 12th and 13th. You can secure your room. Put it on hold now, so you know you'll have the room, because once that rate is removed, then you won't be able to get it, because the rooms normally run over $200 a night, and I have them for $115. So you need to go ahead and reserve that while we still have some open. Thank you so much for joining another Hot Topics from the Soul, and invite a friend to listen and to do a replay on divine purpose, because in that you will be fulfilling your purpose in life. Peace and blessings. Good night.
Good night.